Hello, on this Thursday of the second week in Ordinary Time, the Church celebrates the memorial of St. Agnes, Virgin and Martyr, and our Gospel passage comes to us from Mark chapter 3, verses 7 to 12. Jesus withdrew toward the sea with his disciples. A large number of people followed from Galilee and from Judea. Hearing what he was doing, a large number of people came to him also from Jerusalem, from Idumea, from beyond the Jordan, and from the neighborhood of Tyre and Sidon. He told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, so that they would not crush him. He had cured many, and as a result, those who had diseases were pressing upon him to touch him. And whenever unclean spirits saw him, they would fall down before him and shout, "You are the Son of God!" He warned them sternly not to make him known. During his ministry on earth, those who came to Jesus in the greatest numbers were people who were suffering, people who were distressed, those who had the least going for them in life. They recognized that he had come to bring them life, and that he had come especially for the suffering, the broken, the lost. We too come to the Lord with a sense of urgency when we're struggling, when we're in some kind of distress. Like the crowds in the gospel, we reach out to touch the Lord in our brokenness, recognizing him as the source of healing and life. The Lord is as present to us as he was to the crowds in Galilee so long ago. He remains strength in our weakness, healing in our brokenness, life in our varied experiences of death. We can approach him with the same sense of confidence of being well received as the crowds in Galilee that we hear about in today's gospel.